General Sisyanov. They brought in the female Georgian prisoners.
How many are they?
30.
You Georgians are going to be our guests. For the time being.
Most of the women have husbands. They have families and children. You have no right to treat us like this, do you hear me? These women aren't your toys to play with when you desire.
Listen very carefully. You're not at a party. You are standing in front of the military headquarters of the great Russian army. This famous battalion protects the Ottoman front line.
Prepare the artillery. The Russians have a big feast ahead of them.
Then we'll start the attack. With the help of God, we shall attack!
Thank you.
You are free now.
Where are you from? Don't be afraid. We are not enemies. We are troops coming from Tabriz. We are Iranians. Iranians!
We are from Georgia. They kidnapped us.
You are all free to go. All of you.
How are you going to leave? Leave us here? At this time of the night in the middle of the jungle?
Tell me, where are your people?
Some are in Georgia, some in Yerevan, and some in Shechi.
Which one of you is from Bagratid dynasty?
I and 10 others. Our dynasty was overthrown, so it seems.
We'll give you a place to stay in Tabriz, until you find your families. Our ambassadors and couriers in Georgia and Yerevan will inform the people who reside there of your stay in Tabriz. Get moving, all of you!
Sisters, please go inside the tents. Welcome, brave man, welcome! Welcome, welcome, brave man. Well done, Commander. You have proven yourselves to be heroes.
It's a suitable place. All of you can stay here until your families find you.
I want to speak to the Crown Prince Abbas Mirza, please.
What business do you have with Abbas Mirza?
It is my right to see him. I am from the Bagratid dynasty.
What is your name?
Ketvan.
Ketvan. I will inform Abbas Mirza about your request. Please.
Let's go.
We have news that Sisyanov and his remaining troops have escaped. This was our route. The occupied areas by the Russians, Georgia and Yerevan, from here to here. The regions occupied by the Russians aren't being guarded properly. Since the main Russian troops are on the Ottoman borders, if we take food and arms for our troops, we can benefit the most from fighting between the Russian army and from the Ottomans.
Your Highness, Sisyanov and his men have entrenched in Yerevan Citadel.
What are you waiting for, Lachin Khan?
Yes, Your Highness.
Surround the Yerevan Citadel at once. I want Sisyanov alive.
Yes, Your Highness.
Fire! Attack! Attack!
Let's go! Let's go!
Sir John Malcolm.
Well, well. Sir John Malcolm. The sweet and smooth talker sent to us directly from the English Embassy. And to what do we owe this honor? We really, really enjoyed it. We really enjoyed the companionship of our two governments. It was agreed that the English government would support the Iranian forces in the assault on those infidel Russians. Abbas Mirza led the whole war all by himself.
As far as we know, the army of Tabriz has defeated the Russian general in the front line of Yerevan, to the point that Sisyanov has escaped to Baku Bay.
Oh, come on.
Colonel MacDonald is in charge of the British consulate in Tabriz. How do you know that the defeat of the Russian general wasn't at all supported by us?
And how was I supposed to know that it was?
The great English government still awaits the king's assurance to take on Bushehr and grant the concession of building industrial complexes so that it can stand by Iran in solving its problems with the Imperial Russian government. Do not worry, my king. We shall be by your side the entire time. You can trust us to fight alongside you and never leave you. It is a gift from His Excellency the King of England to the King of Iran. We wish to expand our relations between our two great governments. I mean, Iran has to introduce a representative who will be the liaison between Tehran and London. We have Mirza Abul Hassan Shirazi in mind.
Okay, then.
Giving away the deed of my pomegranate garden to marry Miss Gohar Malik was the hardest thing I had to do in my entire life.
Failure is really bad. May God give you patience. You mean Mizra Bolasan Khan is trying to pretend he doesn't know Sir John Malcolm?
Stop meddling, you. The king has given you too much credit.
Come in, you English horse.
Oh, with great pleasure, sire. I'm coming. Now please, get out of my way.
In fact, being called an English horse or a French mule is all you wind up with serving at court. Step aside, step aside.
We have convinced the king for you to be the liaison between Tehran and London. You call it ambassador. You are one of us now, my friend. The East India Company and London will support you fully. Have no worries.
Thank you very much, sir. I will make it up to you, I promise.
Then start your work. London wishes you to keep the scholars and clerics away from the king. Make them cynical about the king. Of course, we don't expect you to do all this at once now. But the harder you try, the harder Britain will work on your promotion up our prestigious ranks.
I will not neglect any efforts in your favor, Sir Jones.
Mirza Abul Hassan Shirazi. From this moment on, we've decided to make you the liaison of the Iranian Kingdom and the Imperial English Government. And for this, from now on, you will be appointed as the Iranian Government's ambassador.
Even dying for this honorable title would be an honor.
Damn that scoundrel.
Thank you. I was reading the Holy Quran last night, sir, and I learned so much about how these damned devils deceive human beings. War, disputes, and murder. Demons are in two groups, genies and villains. I am convinced that the villain demons are the English. Their wicked policies have caused dispute between Iran and Russia.
Tell me, what is it for?
To destroy our culture and religion. They're not capable of understanding our powerful nation. The Iranian army must be well organized both spiritually and militarily to be worthy of our most beloved and blessed country.
So we should go to war with the English, not Russia.
They are both of the same element, but we must be wise. Sometimes they enslave nations like India. And sometimes they reach their goals by getting help from spies, like Mirza Bolhassan Shirazi, their foreign ambassador. Today, this monarchy is trying to shatter the union between the people and religion in any way possible. In most cases, lack of religion will help them achieve their goals much easier. As long as people remain in the battlefield, the enemy can't do anything to find a way into this country. I highly recommend that you read the blessed Holy Quran with all of its grace and wisdom. Reading the Quran will empower and inspire you. The Holy Quran speaks of sovereignty. The Holy Quran speaks of the devil, which is the end of seeking power.